Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Welcome to the show, Mark Arum and pals, with you tonight until 9 p.m. Supersized edition of the Mark Arum Show, the first hour. The normal shenanigans. And then at 7 o'clock, I'm going to be previewing the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's new breakdown podcast. Amazing stuff. So we're going to have fun for an hour. Then we're going to talk about a serious case that starts next Monday here in Metro Atlanta. But as always on a Monday, today's Wednesday. But as always on a Wednesday, we like to kick things off with Millennial Match Game. Joining us in studio, the returning champion and the people's champion, everyone's favorite, Randy from the Digital Desk. How are you, Randy?
I am feeling fantastic, Markster. How are you?
I'm honored and thrilled that you join us again for Millennial Match Game. We try to book you in advance. You're a very popular social media influencer, and you've got a full social calendar, so thanks for doing Millennial Match Game.
Of course.
It's a special edition of Millennial Match Game because your birthday's coming up, right?
It is coming up.
And when is your birthday?
It's tomorrow. OMGZ.
So we asked Deb Green, producer of the Mark Arum Show, asked Randy, since it was her birthday, what Millennial Match Game comedy she wanted to have. So Millennial Match Game topic she wanted to have. And you picked what?
Black sitcom.
So a Millennial Match Game, I know you folks are familiar with the show. We usually will come up with famous movie quotes or TV show intros. And it's tough for the millennial, but because it's Randy's birthday and she's so awesome, we actually let her pick her own category. So today, it'll be Black Sitcom Edition of Millennial Match Game. So we're going to play a black sitcom, and then the folks on the phone will have to guess whether or not Randy will know what sitcom it is from. Let's meet our contestants. Elizabeth is in Loganville. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live in Loganville. I'm a mom to my 12-year-old son, Nathan, who's sitting in the back seat ready to play with me.
Hey, Nate. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on?
I love it. I love it. All right. So you understand Millennial Match Game. You're familiar with it, correct?
Yep. I'm ready.
All right. You'll be playing against Robert in Snellville, your neighbor in Snellville. Robert, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Good, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Robert.
I'm pretty much carpenter, love to travel, love to listen to Mark Arum.
Look at that. That sounds like a Tinder dating profile. I'm a carpenter, love to travel, love to listen to the Mark Arum Show. All right, so here we go. Millennial Match Game, the black sitcom edition with Randy.
Let's play Millennial Match Game.
As always, the ladies go first on the Mark Arum Show, so you're up, Elizabeth. Now, normally I would say, when in doubt, the millennial doesn't know, but Randy actually picked this category, so she should know most of these. All right, here we go. Black sitcom Millennial Match Game. Will Millennial Randy, Elizabeth, know what TV show this theme song is from? Cheating, Randy. No Place Like Home. What do you think, Elizabeth? Will Randy know what sitcom that's from? No Place Like Home.
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? I know it. Randy, what do you think?
There's a lot of pressure just going on. Okay, listen.
Yes.
Is this in the 80s?
Ish.
Ish. Is it two words?
I can't. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I never heard of this
it's
one.
It's dictionary.
It's no words.
It's no words.
That is right.
It's no words. She does not know. She does not know.
Oh, my God.
That was 227. 227.
Jack
A. Exactly. That was actually a really good show. All right, so no point there, Elizabeth. Robert, you're up. Black sitcom edition of Millennial Match Game. Will Millennial Randy know what show featured this introductory song? Gospel lovely kind of intro. What do you think, Robert?
I think she will.
You think she will? Millennial Randy, you want to hear it?
This, but I feel like you're trying to play me and take some old stuff that I don't know, Mark.
This is Deb Green pick all.
This sounds like Hallelujah, but I don't even think that's the name of a show.
It's close, though. The name of the show is Amen.
Oh, man, come on. Hallelujah, Amen.
I know, you're
the
close.
Same? No.
Robert does not get a point. He thought you would know it, too. Hey, Robert, roll up your window, dude. Can you roll up your window? Or turn the AC down or something?
Any better?
Nope. Or maybe that's Elizabeth.
I don't have mine on either.
All right, we'll roll on. Elizabeth, you're up. Black sitcom edition of Millennial Match Game. Will Millennial Randy know what sitcom this is from? Just a little instrumental, smooth beat. Randy's a smooth cat. What do you think, Elizabeth? Will Millennial Randy know what TV show that's from?
No.
You say no. I'm with you on that one. Do you know what that is, Randy?
So, you know, just to be clear, I thought we were going to hear, like, sound bites. I don't know if we're going to do, like, the songs.
Understood.
Because I'm not familiar with songs.
Understood.
But just give me that jingle one more
you
time.
You want it one more time? Oh, whatever Randy wants, Randy gets.
So that sounds like, it almost like a 90s, but I know that's not a 90s show. Right.
Oh my God!
It is?
No.
Mark.
That is the Bernie Mac show. That is the Bernie Mac show.
Oh my God, I watched this.
I know. All right. Rest in peace, B-Mac. All right. Elizabeth's up 1-0. That is round one, a Millennial Match Game in the can. Round two, a Millennial Match Game continues. Elizabeth 1, Robert 0, but Robert can tie it up. It is his turn. It's a Millennial Match Game, by the way, Randy, brought to you by Rocco's European Garage, Black Sitcom Edition. Robert, will Millennial Randy know what television show this theme song's from? Pretty famous sitcom, pretty famous song. What do you think?
I'm going to go yes.
I say yes as well. If you don't know this, Randy, we might have to consider retiring you from Millennial Match Game. What TV show is that?
That's the Cosby.
That is the Cosby Show, correct. All right, we're tied up 1-1. Elizabeth, your turn. Will Millennial Randy know what TV show had this theme song? Very catchy song, very familiar song, but will Millennial Randy know what TV show this is from? What do you think, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
You say yes. She was snapping along to it. She's smiling.
Family Matters.
Yeah. Good job. All right. Elizabeth gets the point. All right, Robert, you need this one to tie it up. Millennial Match Game, Black Sitcom Edition. Will Millennial Randy know what TV show this theme song is from? Now again, Robert, we don't need to know if you know it. We just need to know if
no,
Randy.
No, she will not.
You say no, she will not. All right. Randy, prove him wrong.
Robert, I thought you believed in me, sir. That is in Living Single.
That is Living Signal. Exactly right. All right, no point for Robert. All right, here we go, Elizabeth. You can take a commanding lead. Again, Millennial Match Game. The contestants on the phone don't need to know the answer. They just have to guess whether or not the millennial will know the answer. All right, Elizabeth, here you go. Will Millennial Randy know what TV sitcom had this theme song?
Isn't it collecting funny bones? They just won't leave you alone while you're sitting inside your home.
What do you think, Liz?
No.
You say no. I wish I could agree with you, but she was in here dancing around, so I think she knows this one.
And I have a little small story. When I was like 4 or 5, I could be in another room, and when this song came on, I would run into the TV and glued to it. This is Different World.
Nope.
It is a different world.
No.
What?
Nope. Malcolm and Eddie.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah?
What?
All right, you got the point, Elizabeth. You're right. Randy
You're
was wrong.
You're confidently wrong.
I never watched Malcolm and Eddie, but I know that was not the theme song to A Different World. I can tell you that.
Oh, because Aretha was on it. You're
Robert,
right.
You're still in the game, buddy. Black sitcom edition of Millennial Match Game. Will Millennial Randy know what TV sitcom this theme song is from?
All right, welcome.
Yes. You say yes?
Yes.
All right, pot him down, Longoria. It's definitely Robert's phone. What TV sitcom is this?
That is Martin.
That is Martin. That's right. All right, Robert gets the point. It is now Elizabeth 3, Robert 2. Millennial Match Game continues. All right, Elizabeth, we're starting to get our groove here now. You got lucky in that last one that she really whiffed on it. Here we go. Millennial Randy, how old are you again, Millennial?
31.
31 years young until tomorrow.
Correct.
And then you'll be 32. All right. Elizabeth, will Millennial Randy know a TV show had this sitcom intro? What do you think, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
You say yes. I thought you would have known this one.
Like, I heard her voice, but I did not know that theme song. But I know that's Moesha, but I didn't know that was even a theme song.
That is the name of the show, Moesha. All right. And it probably helped that Scott, the board op, screamed it. That's Moesha.
Amen.
All right, Robert, real quick before the break, you need this one. Will Millennial Randy know what TV show this theme song is from?
Oscar's Barbershop, named after my daddy.
He says yes.
On to me.
Oscar's Barbershop.
It's been a part of Washington, D.C. a long time. This is me, Clifton Curtis, my own boss and loving every minute of it.
What do you think, Randy?
Clifton?
I don't know. That's a show called That's My Mama.
Oh, no.
That's My Mama. Robert, sorry, Mama. You said she would or would not get that? I'm sorry.
I said she would.
All right. No point for Robert. End of round two of Millennial Match Game. It's a close one. Elizabeth 3, Robert 2. We'll be right back with Millennial Randy in studio. This is a little birthday edition for her of Millennial Match Game. You're doing great, though, Randy. It's the black sitcom edition of Millennial Match Game. The Mark Arum Show on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, MarkArum. This is 95.5 WSB. Final segment of Millennial Match Game. We got a nail biter between Robert and Elizabeth. Elizabeth leads 3-2. Elizabeth, it is your turn. Black sitcom edition of Millennial Match Game. Will Millennial Randy know a sitcom had this intro song? What do you think, real quick, Elizabeth?
No.
Randy?
Beloved.
Close. Webster. Webster. Oh. All right. Elizabeth gets the point. Robert, you're up now. Final one. Will Millennial Randy know a TV show had this theme song?
Yes.
You say yes. I love this song. I think Randy's a little too young for this show. Randy, you know what it is?
It ain't Stanford and Son.
No.
I got nothing.
What's happening?
Oh, man. I don't remember that.
It's too old for you, right? All right, well, Elizabeth, you have won, but good news, Robert. Pop them down for me there, little Longoria. Just call them little Longoria. We got prize packs for both of them. You have both won a pair of tickets to the Game of Thrones live concert experience Tuesday, September 24th at Ameris Bank Amphitheater. Millennial Match Game, as always, brought to you by Rocco's European Garage. Good job, Randy. Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
This is the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, this is Louis Gossett Jr. This is the Mark Arum Show. And if you have any common sense, you should listen to the Mark Arum Show.
Welcome back to the program. 6:39, 21 in front of 8 o'clock. No, 7 o'clock. But we're with you till 9 tonight. We're doing a special two-hour presentation starting at 7. Previewing Atlanta Journal-Constitution's new podcast series, Breakdown, which is going to be phenomenal. We are a couple of men short tonight, a couple of men down. Deb Green's filling over on the river, and Chuck just went out to have dinner with Erickson, right?
Again, yeah.
Again, so...
yeah, he didn't even tell me where they were going. I was like, where y'all going? He's like,
Never mind, I'm out of here.
Some steakhouse, probably.
Yeah, so Scott's filling in, but that's his loss because we had... today's National Cheeseburger Day, Longoria, and Billy's Burgers delivered the NFA burger... and you got one, right?
I did.
And Scott got one.
Yes,
that burger was good.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a solid burger.
You got to follow him on Instagram, Billy's Burgers.
Billy's Burgers.
Okay. And NFA Burger. Oh, my goodness. They were good. So happy National Cheeseburger Day. Don't forget, you listen to the Mark Arum Show. Once you get home on your WSB radio app or Amazon Alexa, it is National Cheeseburger Day. Only fitting, we do a fast food review that's centered around cheeseburgers.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Yeah, yeah. Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline from Parts Unknown, Height Unknown, Weight, we do not want to know, Johnny Kilbasa and the ever-so-popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I'm good. Medium well. Well done or somewhere in between because I'm wrapped in bacon. I'm here for the taking. I'm covered with cheese, and I aim to please. Happy National Cheeseburger Day, America. It's a long day for Johnny Kilbasa. I wake up. I give a little lecture at the local community college. I go from drive-thru to drive-thru, shaking hands and smiling. I've been eating cheeseburgers all day, Mark.
Excellent. So, I assumed you were going to do a little cheeseburger review today or some sort of cheeseburger-centric fast food review. Was I correct in that assessment?
I wish I had like a nachos thing just to pull a fast one on you. But no, Mark, I'm going to be talking about a cheeseburger tonight. The loaded, cheese-loaded burger from Checkers, all right? They've got a different take on a burger. They're doing one of these things where they're taking a hunk of ground beef and then they're hiding a big chunk of pepper jack cheese inside of it. So when you bite it, so there's cheese waiting for you. They're going to put more cheese on top of it. And then those onion tanglers, which is their fancy name for the onion crumbs that they pick up, batter and deep fry, and then they're going to give you mayonnaise, ketchup, dill pickles. It's a burger that you haven't seen before, but it's a burger you're going to like if you happen to be down on Glenwood or Lawrenceville Highway or somewhere around there.
Very interesting. All right. It's not often. You know, Checkers has their niche. They know what they're doing. It's you don't really see them innovating. You know what I'm saying? You know, Johnny, this is breaking new ground for Checkers.
Yeah, this is a stuffed burger. You don't find stuffed burgers anywhere because the big guys can't pull it off with the temperature of their grills and the way that they have logistics behind their cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
But Checkers, they can take a couple hunks of ground beef and put some pepper jack cheese between them and please you all day.
Longoria, you intrigued by this stuffed burger?
I am intrigued, very intrigued.
Yeah, all right.
So I don't go to Checkers much, but when I do.
Me neither.
But every once in a while, they come with something solid. So
when I do go, I go to the left drive through.
Oh,
so I don't have to leave.
Yeah, they have the two,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I don't leave through. But worth a try, Johnny?
It's definitely worth a try, and hope you get one of those with a nice big, because they're calling it a thick cut piece of pepper jack cheese. So hopefully, you get a nice big wad of cheese when you bite into it, and that's a nice surprise.
Speaking of wad of cheese, Russ in Gainesville joins us on the show. What's going on, Russ?
I want to talk to you.
Hey, just sitting around with Corrali.
Oh, Corrali's back. Good to hear. Excellent.
Yeah.
Is she up from her nap yet, Russ?
Is she up from her nap?
Yeah, she started a brand new job today, her first day at McDonald's.
Oh, look at this. It all comes together. Is she on fries, Russ? What's the deal?
What do you do there, baby girl? What do you do?
Restroom.
Lobby and fries.
Lobby and fries. What did you say there, Johnny?
I said she's on restrooms and garbage.
Come on. All right, real quick, Russ, don't hang up because I want to talk to you after the break. But Johnny, okay. KFC testing a donut and fried chicken sandwich. Yeah, your just initial thoughts on this. I know you haven't had one yet, but what do you think? Donut chicken sandwich.
I'm all in whenever anybody decides that they want to make a donut into a bun on any sort of burger. I love it. The one mistake they could make is if it's too cakey of a donut, but I think they're going to do something greasy and hollow, kind of like a Krispy Kreme.
So yeah, it's basically, it's two glazed donuts, a piece of fried chicken between two glazed donuts for $5.99. I don't like sweet on my meat, Longoria.
We know that.
Yeah, so I'm going to shy away from this. But once that hits the metro area, Johnny will break it down for us. Johnny, we appreciate you as always, and...
If the cholesterol is high, baby, so am I. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram and listen to the Sausage Hut Podcast on any pod app or RussianGameful.com.
Happy National Cheeseburger Day, brah.
Woo!
Anytime, bro.
Anytime.
There you go. Johnny Kilbasa on JohnnyKilbasa.com. We'll come back. More of your calls in Russ in Gainesville, 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show. Only 79 degrees on Peachtree, Longoria. We'll call this puppy a 6.5 on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter. It's still a little hot when I came in here. Let's go back to Russ in Gainesville. Russ, I got a question for you, my friend. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Well, we're not friends on Facebook, so I didn't know. Longoria, I know you're on Facebook. Check this out.
Yes.
Facebook info, Deb Green found for us.
Okay.
Have you ever denied someone's friend request on Facebook, Longoria?
No, I just usually don't accept.
Just don't accept, yeah.
Because then they get the deny, and this way it's just left in limbo.
Yeah, exactly right. So I've actually denied people on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
like jack wagons I knew from high school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I enjoy, like, no, you were a jerk in high school.
Yeah,
deny.
Right.
But mostly I'll just leave them sitting there. And listeners, so I've got a personal Facebook page. And it's nothing against people, but if I've never met you,
right,
I'm not going to accept your friend request. I don't deny it. I leave it there because I don't want anyone to feel bad. But unless I know you personally, it's too much.
Yeah. It's a little personal sometimes, like
exactly
my personal page
right.
and my personal page.
Exactly.
I don't want listeners really getting
it. So when
on
I
that.
First got on Facebook, I accepted everyone's friend requests. And it just got a little awkward. Like, I, you know, there's stuff that I just want for me.
Right, right.
You
right.
know, and I do a lot of social media on Twitter and Instagram and my work Facebook page. And so that's, if I've never accepted your friend request, it's not because I'm a jerk. Well, I might be a jerk.
Well,
but
yeah, yeah.
It's just, if I've never met you, I'm not going to accept your friend request. That being said, Russ, I've met you a number of times. So if you want to send me a friend request, you go ahead and do it.
I will.
I had no
definitely.
Idea. Russ, did you know Russ was on
Facebook? I did. No, I'm not friends with him.
Well, I don't really use it that much.
Understood.
But.
All right. Well, I mean, whoa. Don't hurry out and do it, Russ. But if you get a chance,
don't trip over yourself.
I mean, if you send me a Facebook request, Russ, because I've met you. I mean, if I meet you in person, then, you know, then it's legitimate. If I've never met you, it's like, it's weird. It's just weird. You know, I post stuff with me and Maya, and I don't know.
Yeah, and I got you.
You understand what
Even
I'm saying,
Even if I've
Russ.
Met somebody, you know, that's still my personal page. That's why I have a work page.
You do have a work. Longoria WSB.
Yeah, it's Andrew Longoria WSB. Yeah.
Yeah. Angoria.
Angoria.
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead, Russ, yes.
Because if you're dating a 25-year-old girl, you have to know what a Tamagotchi is. Because she's totally into this. Have you ever seen these things?
Are we allowed to talk about this? What is the Tamagotchi?
Yeah, it's a little electronic device shaped like an egg, about the same size. And it wants your attention. It tells you when it needs things. And she's got three or four of these things. And they're not cheap either. These things are like $70 a piece. But,
so
totally
your girlfriend that just got a job at McDonald's has four things that cost $70 a piece.
Yeah, those Tamagotchis, that's what they are, aren't they? About $70.
Just
$60, $70. Yeah.
Remind Corrali. Remind Corrali that she can listen to Clark Howard for money-saving advice every night on the Mark Arum Show.
Yeah, well, you know, when she gets things, I pay for it, so she doesn't care.
All right. Well, congrats to Corrali on the new job, and congrats to you, Russ, for you know, getting a steady again. It's nice to see you settling down finally.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And she's 25.
Yes. Well, 26.
26.
26.
Oh, well, that makes a difference.
She's 50, so obviously she just likes older guys.
Yeah, obviously.
And that's her choice. I mean, she's a grown-up.
Yeah, nothing. Exactly. She is a grown-up.
I get along great with her mother.
Don't listen. Do me a favor, Russ. If anything bad happens with Crowley, do not start dating your mother. Don't cause any family. I had a buddy who was, thanks for us, he was dating this girl. And he showed me a picture of her, and he goes, guess which is her and which is her mom? And I guessed wrong.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, the mom was a stunner. They broke up.
Because of that?
No, I don't know.
Oh,
but
okay.
I was like, that's a sticky situation.
It is.
He was kind of offended.
He's like, was offended that her mom looked better than she did?
Well, that I picked the wrong one.
Oh.
He's like, which one's my mom and which one's her, which one's my girlfriend and which one's her mom? And I say, that's your girlfriend. And he goes, no, that's the mom.
Yeah,
I was like,
then he called the girlfriend and broke up.
Yeah.
Aaron couldn't pick you out of a lineup, so.
Exactly right. All right, so coming up, again, this is a supersized edition of the Mark Arum Show. For the next 2 hours, we're going to be on 7 to 9. Deb Green just peaced out right past the studio. I'm going to be joined in studio by a couple of great writers from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Christian Boone and Bill Rankin, Veronica Waters from WSB Radio, our legal reporter. We got a big case starting here in the metro Atlanta area on Monday, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is dropping another podcast, another breakdown podcast about it. It's fascinating. We're going to be covering this trial. It's a really intriguing case. That's coming up next after news, weather, and traffic. We'll talk online at Mark Arum on both Twitter and Instagram, Mark Arum WSB on Facebook. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.